And our topic today, as Larry indicated, is You're So Vain, What to Do with the Recommendations. And that's recommendations with a W-R-E-C-K. So in other words, really bad opinions from mental health professionals. What do we do with those? So we're going to start out, I'll just give you an overview of our roadmap today. And Scott is going to be talking about the fundamentals and practicalities of a Dobear challenge, including standards for the admissibility of expert testimony, expert mental health testimony, and that would include the relevant statutes, in other words, the Texas Rules of Evidence statutes, and also case law such as Dobear. He will also talk about asserting and defending against Dobear challenges and cross-examining the mental health professional. John will be discussing the purpose of child custody evaluations and the court's reliance on the professional to provide information essential to the decision-making process in a custody case. He'll also discuss the expert's ethical standards, license requirements, and practice guidelines that might assist the courts in determining if there's any problems with the reliability of expert testimony. So if the psychologist, for example, fails to comply with his or her own ethics code or guidelines, then this could be strong evidence that the opinion and the reasoning and the methodology of the mental health expert is invalid. So he'll be going through the relevant ABA ethics code, for example, and various standards. Barbara will follow up and summarize with practical tips for lawyers related to Dobear challenges. She'll talk about techniques for the cross-examination of the mental health expert and also bad recommendations and what do we do with those bad recommendations. So I will turn it over to Scott.